When Yosef finally reveals himself to the brothers in Parshat Vayigash, the pasuk says, "Ani Yosef or Avi Chai, v'lo yachlu achiv lanot oto ki nivhalu mipanav." So I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive? And the brothers couldn't answer. They were so shocked. So the Beis Halevi asks a few questions right away on this pasuk. He says, number one, they already said, Yehuda already said to them, "Please switch me. You know, let me be in place of Binyamin. I don't think my father could take it." So it's clear that his father is alive. And in that same sentence, Yosef says, "Ha'ud Avichai." I don't get it. He just said, "I'm afraid it'll kill my father." Killing my father has to be alive. So Ha'ud Avichai, is he still alive? How could that be? In addition, they had already said, as soon as they came to the second time to Mitzrayim, he said, "Hashalom Avicha Masachin," and they said, "Ha'udenu Chai." Odenu Chai, is he still alive? And they said to him, he's alive. They didn't go anywhere since then. They didn't go home. They didn't WhatsApp him since then. They didn't have, internet and Skype and Zoom. How are they going to stay in touch? They have no newer information. So they've told him he's alive. He says, "I'm afraid we're going to kill him." And then Yosef says, "Is my father alive?" So why is he asking again? Does he think the answer? They have no way to have changed the answer. So it's clear that something else is at play here. Yosef isn't asking them something. So the Midrash tells us that "Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochacha." Woe unto us on the day of din and the day of rebuke. And it proves it. Actually, the Midrash proves it from a few places. One of the places, Beit Yosef only quotes the part of the Midrash relevant to our story, but it quotes it from Yosef. The brothers couldn't even answer Yosef. And they were so shocked by what Yosef said to them, they couldn't even answer. So what was the tochacha? The tochacha was clearly, they were shocked from the suddenness. But where was their rebuke? How was this tochacha? They were shocked that this person, their situation, now they're trapped by him, and they know he doesn't like them, we know that's coming up. The brothers, Yosef has to play good, "Don't worry, I'm not gonna take revenge. Hashem put me here on purpose, everything's going to be fine." And then when Yaakov dies, they do it again. So we know that that's at play. So the brothers are concerned. "Oh no, this is the Yosef, and now he has us. He has us as spies. He has us as thieves. And so he can hurt us." But that's not tochacha. What's the tochacha? So the tochacha, says the Beis Halevi, is the din is what you did wrong. The tochacha is when you get proven that you are acting inconsistently. Based on, as in your own words or your own actions, disprove your main point. The brothers are saying, "How can we do this to our father? Please, save Binyamin." Yosef is saying, "Hello, remember me? I'm Yosef, your brother. Is my father still alive? After what you did to him," as in the same argument you just made, you should have made before you sold me down the river, before you sold me to Mitzrayim. And Yosef is showing them by their own arguments, their own tainas, as to, "Please, let Binyamin go. Please don't hurt him. My father, we're so concerned about my father. And I promised him, and this and that. Where were you, 20 years ago?" And their own words serve for them as the greatest tochacha. And says the Beis Halevi, that's the "Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochacha." We are going to get to Shemayim, and Hashem is going to say, "You did X or Y wrong, and you could have been more," or whatever. And that's bad enough. That's the din. The tochacha is that our own actions are going to undo any defenses we had. Now, the Beis Halevi has a few examples. And the Beis Halevi's first example is that, a person, we say to him, "Why didn't you give more tzedakah?" He's like, "Listen, I had to support my family, I had to pay rent, all legitimate reasons." No one is faulting any of those reasons. That's our defense. And what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to show us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us Look, you spend money on this. That was a taiva. You spend money on this. That was a chait. You spend money to do something inappropriate. You spend money on this to educate your children with anti-Torah values. You paid money to educate them with the anti-Torah hashkafa. And now you have the audacity to say, no, I couldn't give tzedakah. I'm not rich. I'm not the gvir. The gvir could give more tzedakah. I gave all the tzedakah I could. Look, I had to provide for my family. So says the Beis Halevi, no, HaKadosh Baruch is going to show, nope. I would accept. Those would be legitimate excuses. You have your excuses. The Beis Yosef is not knocking the excuses. If you legitimately don't have the money to give tzedakah, and you have to provide for your family and the parnassah and provide for yourself and all your needs, okay. That's legitimate. But then you can't say that you had money for all sorts of other unnecessary expenses and you didn't have enough for tzedakah. So it's your own actions. That's what Yosef is doing to them. Yosef is saying, by your own argument, they realize that their own argument was false. That's the tochacha. There's the din and there's the tochacha. I remember an elementary school rebbe I had, Rabbi Zimberg, where I remember somebody he reprimanded a certain kid. He said that kid was taking something that belonged to somebody else. But he wasn't like stealing it, you know, a shol shalomi das kind of thing, which he shouldn't be doing. So not that every Rebbe would stop every person from doing shalom shalomi das, but he said to him, literally last week, you yelled at a certain kid who took something of yours without permission. So he said, if you're okay with people using your stuff without permission, then maybe, you know, you could use stuff with, you know, we're friends, so he uses my thing without permission, I use it. That's a legitimate argument could be made. I don't know, halacha, I'm not getting into the sugya right now, if that's okay. But if you literally just yelled at a guy for borrowing something without your permission, so then when you come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took my thing without permission, and so that's why I yelled at him. And so, were you careful to never take anybody else's item without permission? So I remember him saying that. So not to put words in the Beis Halevi, because the Beis Halevi still has more examples. But that's the idea, that we have to make sure in our actions we may have legitimate excuses and reasons for lots of things. But we can't undo them and disprove them from our various actions. For example, Beis Halevi's next example was, why do you hang out and befriend Rishayim? So, we have 100 excuses prepared. Oh, what do you mean? We have La'olam Yehi Da'at Gemara Ksubas. La'olam Yehi Da'ato Shel Adam Revin Am Rios. I have to be involved and nice with everybody. Having Mekabel Kol Adam Maseir Panim Yafod. Of course, I have to smile, be nice to everybody. I should be mean to him. Ba'kei Shalom V'Radfehu. If I'm a Rodev Shalom, so I want Shalom to find me. So I have to be nice to everybody. So in other words, we have 20 excuses why I'm friendly to this Russia. So Kadosh Baruch Hu goes, wow, gewalt, you're nice to everybody. I see. Okay, that's, you know, really, you should hate the Rishus that he's doing, and instead you befriended him. But wow, I see, you're right. You're quoting all these Mamre Chazal to me about the importance of being nice to everybody. But here's a Talmud Chacham. Tell me what you said about this Talmud Chacham. And then he's going to play the tape for us. And the Talmud Chacham does something good. And instead of us praising it, we're going to be like, he has an agenda. We don't like him. You know, even though he's a Talmud Chacham and a tzaddik, maybe I don't agree with his, you know, stance on the Medina and Eretz Yisrael and Zionism. Maybe I don't, you know, or he's a real Talmud Chacham, but he said, you know, something against going to secular college. So, and you dismiss the person who doesn't have whatever hashkaf it is that you don't like. And then you find all the flaws in everything he does, and whatever he does, you amplify it. Did you hear what Rabbi so-and-so said, or Rabbi did? And you end up doing that. So wait a minute. Your Yetzer Hara is able to get you to get you off this Derech HaYashar of the Torah, from what the Ratzon Hashem wants. The Yetzer Hara is able to convince you, be nice to this Rasha, and it's Ratzon Hashem, more of him are Brios. This is what Hashem wants. After the Recha Kamocha, you have to be nice to everybody. And the Yitzhahara is able to convince you to be nice to that person, which is fine. Maybe you're supposed to be nice to that person. But then you're also supposed to be nice to every Talmud Chacham and every Tzaddik. And all the more so you should be nice to them and respect them and honor them. But when we're nice to the Rishayim and we're not nice to the Tzaddikim, then we have a problem. Says the Beis Halevi, this is true also in our Hashkafa and our Muna. This is also true in our use of time. He says, he quotes an idea. He refers to someone as an Evergleiber. It's Yiddish for an overbeliever. What's an overbeliever? Look, there's a lot of things that we're supposed to be believing. And, you know, we have Chukim and Mishpatim, so it's very, very hard for a person to believe the Chukim. We have to, of course, the Mitzvah, the Mishpatim, they all make sense, but I can't chapt the Chukim. So, you know what? You might have a very legitimate excuse. The Chukim are hard to understand, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, please forgive me. I can't get my head around the Chukim. But you know what? We end up believing all sorts of other things. All sorts of ideologies, all svaras, philosophies, isms. And then we accept them as true. And then instead of trying to view those ideas through the Torah's eyes, we now start to view the Torah's ideas through the prism of those ideologies. In other words, we overbelieve in the other thing and not the Torah. And he says the same is true when it comes to Limud HaTorah. There are many, many people. In the Tanit Be'Eliyahu Zuta, he says, tells us the following story, that he was walking through town somewhere, and he met a certain guy, and he says, listen, what's going to happen Yom HaDin? What are you going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How come you're not learned? How come you're not learning Torah? And he says, listen, I didn't have a good brain. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. I'm not the Gadol Dor, you know, so he should learn a lot of Torah. Hashem didn't give me a good brain. I can hardly learn, so I don't know anything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive me. So he says, oh, listen, what do you do? It's like the guy was a hunter and a fisherman. So he says, oh, so show me how you did that. And he's like, look, you have to put out the nets, and you trap them, and you put it out just like this, and you leave it out, and then you catch them all. And he says, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were able to chop all that, how to do all this stuff for your parnasa, for your business, stuff that does take chachma. You had to learn it from somebody and teach how to put out a trap and catch all these animals, and so you don't get discovered, and the animal doesn't get fooled, and you catch them. So you could have put your brain to use also for the Torah. So, the din is what we did do or didn't do. The tochacha is that our own actions prove that our arguments are no good. We may have arguments. We may have defenses. And they may even be legitimate. But then we have to be consistent. Okay? So, yes, I can't give tzedakah, I'm poor. Well, then I shouldn't be wasting money on things that are antithetical to Torah. And I can't learn Torah, I'm so busy, I'm not smart. Well then, maybe if you're not smart, fine. That's an excuse. But you are smart, because you were able to use that Torah and use that knowledge for everything else. And okay, I'm nice to Rishayim, because that's what I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be nice to everybody. I'm supposed to be nice to everybody. Then how come the Tzaddikim you're not nice to? How come you don't have the proper respect for the Tzaddikim and the Talmidei Chachamim? And that's the message that we get from Yosef HaTzadik here. Yosef HaTzadik is saying to them, Ha'od Avi Chai? He knows the answer. Ha'od Avi Chai is the Tochacha. Really? You're so concerned about your father? Where was that? And then Lo Yachlu Lano, they couldn't answer him because they were so dumbfounded by the fact that their own arguments, what they were using to defend Binyamin, they should have used back when it came to defending Yosef. So we have to remember to the same rhetorical arguments and the same ideas that we're using to defend what we do, we have to make sure that we're consistent, that we apply it both ways, both for the good and for the bad. Okay, so maybe I'm nice to everybody. That means I have to make sure I'm nice and doubly nice to the Rabbanim and the Tzaddikim. And I make sure I put in the same efforts in my tzedakah that I put in all the other things that I spend money on. So let's all be zocha to not live with that double standard, to live consistently with the Torah.